And now, the WETL radio players are on the air. From South Bend, Indiana, it's the WETL radio players. Each week at this time, WETL Radio presents another locally produced radio drama. Today we present the classic children's tale, Rumpelstiltskin. And now, here's our story.
Once upon a time, there lived in Germany a poor miller who had a beautiful daughter. As she grew older, he wondered how he was to find a good husband for her. One day, he said to his daughter,
"I'm beginning to worry about you, Elsa, my child."
"Worry? Why, father?"
"It is time for you to marry, but I have no money to give to a husband."
"Then who will marry me except a man as poor as we are?"
"You have no money, it's true. But you are a very beautiful girl. Beautiful enough to be a queen."
"A queen? Oh, father."
"A queen. If only the king could see you."
"The king? How could I ever get the king to notice me?"
"If he ever saw you, Elsa, I'm sure he would wish to make you his queen. Now, how can I make that happen? Ah, I have an idea."
"What is it, father?"
"I must tell it to the king first. Go on with your spinning while I think it out."
The next day, the miller and his daughter went to the palace of the king. A soldier stopped them at the gate.
"Halt! Who goes there?"
"A miller, soldier. I live down by the river."
"And this girl?"
"She is my daughter. My beautiful daughter, Elsa."
"And what would a miller and his daughter want with the king? Go around to the kitchen if you want to sell your flour."
"I must see the king himself. I want to do him a favor. Let me pass, please."
"You, a poor miller, want to do the king a favor?"
"Yes. You see, my daughter can do something wonderful. She can spin straw into gold."
"Father, what are you saying?"
"Oh, that is something the king would really like to see. He's always needing more gold. You may go into the throne room. But you, girl, wait out here till the king sends for you. That is, if he ever does."
"Father, don't go."
"Thank you, soldier. Wait here, Elsa."
Slowly, the old miller walked down the great hall into the great throne room of the palace. There, sitting high on his golden throne, sat the king himself.
"Well, who are you, man? What do you want?"
"Your Majesty, I have a very beautiful daughter."
"Is that all you have to say? There are many beautiful girls at my palace."
"I know, but Your Majesty, my daughter is not only beautiful, she can do something wonderful."
"Wonderful? What do you mean?"
"My daughter can spin straw into gold."
"Well, that is different. I always need gold."
"Yeah, I know. If only you will see her."
"Spin straw into gold. Bring your daughter here this afternoon."
"Your Majesty, my daughter is waiting outside this very room."
"Ah, so much the better. Soldier, take the miller's daughter into one of the rooms. See that it is filled with straw, and have a spinning wheel put in. Go at once."
"At once, Your Majesty."
"Wouldn't you like to watch my beautiful daughter as she spins, Your Majesty? Just one look?"
"No, that won't be necessary. Now go, miller, and tell your daughter to start spinning at once. If she does not spin all the straw into gold by morning, she shall die."
"Die? Oh, Your Majesty, but..."
"Go, I said. soldier. See that that girl is locked into the room all night. Go now, both of you.
After the miller was taken out, his daughter, Elsa, was taken into one of the castle rooms and locked into the one which was full of straw. She was told by the soldier to spin the straw into gold before morning or die.
Oh, dear. What shall I do? What's to become of me?
Good afternoon, Miller's daughter.
Oh, what? Where on earth did you come from, little man?
I came through the keyhole. Why are you crying, Miller's daughter?
The king has ordered me to spin all this straw into gold by morning. If I don't do it, I shall die. Why, I don't even spin wool very well.
That is a difficult problem. What will you give me if I spin it into gold for you?
You? Oh, could you? Would you? I have no money, but I'll give you my velvet hair ribbon.
Your hair ribbon? All right, it's a bargain. Now, let me sit down at the spinning wheel. You'll see. All your troubles will soon be over, my dear.
The little man spun and spun quickly until all the straw was gone and all the spools were full of bright, shining gold. Then he was gone just as quickly as he had come. Early the next morning, the king came and opened the door.
Ah, gold. So, you really can turn straw into gold. Your father was right. You are something wonderful.
Are you pleased, Your Majesty?
Pleased? I'm more than pleased. Tonight, you shall be put into a larger room full of straw. Spin that into gold before morning if you love your life.
But Your Majesty...
Say no more. Soldier, have a larger room filled with straw. Take the girl and her spinning wheel into it.
It shall be done at once, Your Majesty.
So Elsa was taken into a larger room, which was filled with straw for her to change into gold.
How do you do, Miller's daughter? Crying again, I see.
Oh, little man, I'm so glad to see you. Please, you must help me again.
Help you? Tell me first, what would you give me if I spin this straw into gold for you?
I will give you the golden ring from my finger.
Your ring? Very well, then. Give me the ring. Now, let me sit down at your spinning wheel. You shall have your wish, little maiden. You shall have your straw turned into gold before morning.
As the first rays of the sun shone in the east, the king came into the room. He looked at the spools and spools of bright shining gold, and he smiled with pleasure, but he wanted still more gold.
You must spin for me one night more, Miller's daughter.
But Your Majesty, I cannot.
Nonsense. You have done it twice already. Do you refuse to do it again?
Oh, no, no, Your Majesty, but...
If it is all spun by sunrise, you shall become my queen.
Your Majesty, but how can I...
How can you, a poor miller's daughter, marry a king? Why, you can spin more gold than any princess ever had. Now then, not another word. Set to work.
Locked in again. Oh, dear, what shall I do? If only that little man would come again and help me. Little man, help me.
My tears again. What's the trouble this time, Miller's daughter?
Oh, thank heaven you've come again. please, little man, will you spin for me this third time?
What will you give me this time if I do?
Oh, dear me, I have nothing left to give you.
There is one thing, and only one, for which I will spin tonight.
One thing? Pray tell, what is that?
Promise me that when you are queen, you will give me your first child.
Oh, who knows if I shall ever become queen? Very well, little man. I promise that if I become queen, you shall have my first child. But hurry, there's more straw here than ever before.
Very well, I'll sit down and spin for you. Remember, I shall have your first child if you become queen.
Gold! How the room shines with its light.
I'm glad your majesty is pleased.
Pleased? I'm more than pleased. I shall keep my promise. Tonight, before the sun sets, you shall be my queen.
Oh, your majesty!
Now that I look at you, I see that you really are as beautiful as your father said.
Thank you, your majesty. I shall try to be a good queen.
I shall order the ladies of the palace to dress you for our wedding. We must begin at once.
So the miller's daughter and the king were married, and they were very happy. About a year later, the queen had a beautiful baby son. By this time, she had forgotten all about the little man and her promise to him. But one night, as she sat with her baby in her arms, the little man came into her room.
Ah, good evening, my queen.
Oh, you startled me. I didn't hear you come in.
Aren't you glad to see me?
You are the little man who helped me spin the straw.
Yes, now you must keep your promise.
My promise? What are you talking about?
You promised to give me your firstborn child if you became queen. I'm here to take the child.
My child? No, no, no! I can't give him up. I can't.
You promised.
Oh, I know I promised, but it was only to save my life. Surely you can understand
that. A promise is a promise.
Please, little man, I'll give you anything else you say. Gold, jewels, anything. But not my baby. I love him so.
Nothing else will do. But...
Yes?
I'll give you one chance to keep your baby.
What is it? I'll do anything, anything.
I'll give you 3 days to find out my name. If you can do that, you shall keep your child. If you can't guess my name, you must give your baby to me, just as you promised.
Oh, thank you, little man, for this chance. I'll guess your name and save my baby. You just see.
You'll have to try very, very hard, my queen. Try very hard.
The queen did not tell the king about the little man. She lay awake all night thinking of all the names she had ever heard. The next morning, the little man came again to the queen's room.
Well, my queen, this is the first of 3 days you have to guess my name. What do you think it is?
Is your name Henry?
No.
Is it John?
No.
Is it Joseph? George? Arthur? William.
No, no, you're not even close. It isn't any name you have ever heard. My name is so strange that you'll never, never guess it.
I shall guess it. By heaven's name, I'll guess your name and save my baby.
The next day, the queen sent soldiers out to learn all the strange names that they could. When night came, she cried as she waited for the little man.
Oh, you are here again.
Well, queen, What do you think my name is today?
Is your name Shorty?
No.
Is your name Spindleshank?
No, he's not.
Are you called Crosspatch?
No, I'm not called any of those names. You just have one night left, Queen, to try to guess my name. If you don't guess it by tomorrow night, I shall have your child.
The queen did not sleep at all that night. Each soldier came back saying he had heard no strange new name. But the last soldier had a very strange story to tell.
And I tell you, my queen, I saw a very strange sight indeed, deep in the dark forest.
Tell me the story again. Perhaps it will help me guess the little man's name.
Yes, my queen. I was riding through the dark forest when I happened to come upon a tiny house far off the traveled path. Quietly, I dismounted my horse and crept over to the window and looked in. There, before my eyes, I saw a strange little man hopping up and down before a fireplace.
Yes, go on.
As he hopped about, he sang, "Today I brew, tomorrow I bake. Then the child away I'll take. You'll never dream, my royal dame, that Rumpelstiltskin is my name."
Rumpelstiltskin! That must be the little man. Oh, thank heavens. I shall have just one more chance to save my baby.
Well, Queen, this is your last chance. I have come to take your baby.
Not so fast, little man. As you have said, I have one more chance to guess your name.
You'll never guess it in a million years. You'd better hand over the baby now.
I shall, if I fail to guess your name.
Oh, very well. Get on with it. What is my name?
Are you called Conrad?
No.
James?
No, you'll never guess. Give me the child.
You shall have the child if I can't guess your name. I have one more name left. Is it Rumpelstiltskin?
What? The fairies must have told you. The fairies must have told you.
Stamp your foot all you like, Rumpelstiltskin. Now you can't take my baby away from me.
It's the fair. The fairies must have told you.
Stamp your foot as hard as you like. See if I care.
I'll get those fairies. I'll get them.
No, look what you're doing. You're stamping a hole right into the ground. You're sinking right down. The ground is opening up. Why, he's gone. He stamped his foot right into the ground and disappeared. Now he'll never be able to harm my baby, ever.
And so ends our version of Rumpelstiltskin, heard on today's broadcast, Gary Kreska as the Miller and the Second Soldier. John H.B. Kaus played the King and the Third Soldier. Elsa, the maid who couldn't spin straw into gold, was Lynn Jacoby. Heard as the First Soldier, as well as our Rumpelstiltskin, was Ron Jacoby. Mark Laudeman was today's narrator. Today's version of Rumpelstiltskin was written and produced for radio by Jerry Limbert. This is your announcer, Jim Grulick, speaking.